just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. We're talking about Muslim-sensitive translations. We're talking about the Muslim-friendly Bibles that have been produced, and it's a serious problem. This translation problem is not only found in Indonesia, sad to say, but it is wherever Muslims live and have a need for a Bible. The book by Joshua Lingual of I2 Ministries, titled Chrislam, How Missionaries Are Promoting an Islamic Gospel, represents, according to Joel Richardson's in February 1, 2012 email, quote, the first major response that I know of against Muslim-sensitive translations, as well as the larger movement often referred to as the Insider Movement, or Chrislam, that's C-H-R-I-S-L-A-M, that's between like a Christian and a Muslim, a Chrislam. Wycliffe and Summer Institute of Linguistics involved in controversy. This translation controversy involves the well-known Bible translation groups Wycliffe Bible Translators, the Summer Institute of Linguistics, and a group called Frontiers. These groups, according to Richardson, have produced Bible translations that have removed or modified terms which they believe are offensive to Muslims. Yes, I'm talking about Muslim-friendly Bibles. Father and son team rectify the situation. This is exactly what the missionaries Turks, a father and son team, have discovered in Indonesia. They are trying to rectify the situation with a new translation. In fact, as of June 30, 2012, according to a recent email sent to my husband, Dr. D.A. Waite, Dr. Turk said that all of the New Testament, except the Book of Revelation, is translated into their Indonesian language using the Textus Receptus Greek as their Greek text and the King James Bible as their reference guide. A false Muslim trinity. One of the controversial passages is found in Matthew 18:19, where Frontiers and Summer Institutes of Linguistics translate the passage to say, cleanse them by water in the name of Allah, His Messiah, and His Holy Spirit. That's a false Muslim trinity. This is the type of wrong translation found in Muslim-sensitive translations published and circulated in many Muslim-majority nations, such as Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Malaysia. A human Jesus. According to I2 Ministries leader Joshua Lingual, changes are found in the Arabic and Bangladesh translations, such as following. Arabic Bible, Father is Lord, Guardian, Most High, and God. Bangia, Son of God, mistranslated, Messiah of God. This is consistent with Quran, Isha al-Mashiach, Jesus the Messiah, which is reference to a human Jesus. Convenient translations are rejected by many. Many evangelical missions, former Muslim converts, as well as indigenous Christian converts, where these bogus translations are being read, are indignant. They're very angry. Petitions were signed to call for such translation to cease and desist. At the release of Joel Richardson's email at the beginning of 2012, 3,000 had signed. Much holy commotion has been stirred up. Strange as it sounds, but true, some organizations feel the convenient translations are best and that they convey the meaning of the text, but many, many indigenous Christian leaders from different countries reject such translations. These indigenous believers feel that wrong words and interpretations of words is a form of American intrusion into their sacred scriptures. In recent months, Turkish pastor Fikret Boset commented on the controversy, and he said, quote, this is an all-American idea with absolutely no respect for the sacredness of Scripture or even the growing Turkish church, end quote. A postmodern literary bias crept in. Lingell, in his book, says that the controversy is due to a postmodern literary bias that has crept into recent translation circles. He said, quote, such translations would seem to demand that the divine author of the Bible change rather than the Muslim reader, end quote. The call to defund the translation project. Josh Lingell is emphatic. He wrote, quote, these projects need to be defunded, end quote. He was referring to the 30 or 40 Wycliffe S.I.L. changes, that they changed the father and son terms with reference to God and Jesus out of the 200 or so of Muslim context translations which have been translated. According to a recent Forbes report, out of 200 largest USA charities, the Orlando-based Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is the third and most well-funded religious charity in the States. Time to review Wycliffe's inferior Greek text and translation techniques. This would be a good time to review that Wycliffe and the Summer Institute of Linguistics group, they not only use an inferior Greek text in their translating, but also apply perverse theological beliefs and the wrong translation technique as they apply dynamic equivalency in their method of translation. They do not use verbal equivalency or formal equivalency, as the translators of the Authorized King James Bible did. With these unacceptable methods, we must conclude that readers of these perverse translations do not have the words of God. Now, if you want this, you just ask me, call up 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for Mrs. Waite's speech on the Muslim Bible controversy. Dr. Mrs. Viggo Olson and translator Lynn Silvernail. Many of us know of Dr. and Mrs. Viggo Olson and their work in Bangladesh. He was Association of Baptists for Rural Evangelism for 33 years as a medical missionary. Some of us have met him in the past and have had read Dakar, Diplomat in Bangladesh years ago, as well examining his Bengali Bible, which I am told was printed in the 1980s or so in the common language of the Bengali people. Often in the past, I've heard my husband mention this Bible as a prime illustration of the dynamic equivalence method of Bible translation used by Lynn Silvernail. He would tell us that as Ms. Silvernail changed the meaning of some of the words as she had translated them, she would change the meaning. And one of the Bengali nationals who was a helper and a translating consultant said to her, what about Revelation 22:18-19, where it says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Olson translating a Muslim-friendly English New Testament. Now I'm reading reports that Dr. Olson, who is 85, my age, Mrs. Waite's age, and his wife Joan, who is also in her 80s, though both being limited by recent surgeries, are translating the New Testament into Muslim-friendly English. In the past, after spending 10 years working on a new Bengali pocket dictionary, Dr. Olson was instrumental in publishing a New Testament for Bengali Muslims, as well as translating a complete Muslim Bengali Bible. Now in retirement, the Olsons have launched out into translating the New Testament into Muslim-friendly English. This New Testament will be published by Biblica, formerly the New International Bible Society. Dr. Olson is sticking with Allah. Hear that? He's sticking with Allah. Another person who works with Muslim and Hindu converts suggested that Olson use Tuhan as God instead of Allah, the Arabic moon god, or Bapa Sugawi for Heavenly Father. Dr. Olson insists upon using Allah for God. He says that Arabic Christians were using the name Allah for God hundreds of years before Muhammad was ever born. So Olson is sticking with Allah. So Olson is sticking with Allah. Many are upset with this, I am sure. I notice myself that Dr. Olson prefers using Isla Amahashish, the false Jesus of the Quran, recognized by his green color. The Olsons have translated the book of Matthew so far in their Muslim-friendly English translation project. They call this translation the Holy Injil. That is the Arabic word for good news. You can recognize it by its green cover and gold lettering. I am told that green is associated with Islam since the day of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Arabicization Islamization. Some are thrilled with the new Olson proposed translation. Others see red flags. One man wrote that this translation is an Arabicization or Islamization of the text of Scripture in English. He said it has been tried 10 years ago. It was tried by the International Bible Society, Na Biblica, and it was not good. He is disappointed that Dr. Olson is exalting the Arabic language. He felt that if English is the language being used, then it should be used. English should be used. I wondered the same thing as I read about Olson's translation. If one is translating into English, why incorporate Arabic words that often distort the true meaning of the original Bible text and the English words, replacing Jesus with Isa? Dr. Olson replaces Jesus with Isa, I-S-A, which we have learned is the false Islamic Christ. Apparently, this type of his translation is exactly what missionaries Lewis and Samuel Turk in Indonesia, I told you about them before in other programs, have warned us about, as well as the confusion about which Joshua Lingua of I2 Ministries has great concerns. Now, if you want this paper that I've been reading, just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and tell them you want this paper that Mrs. Waite has been reading on her program about the Muslim-friendly Bible. Bad Bibles produce bad fruit. Now let's get back to the email from Joel Richardson. Proponents of the Insider Movement attest that this method of reaching Muslims, the one where wrong words are used for the name of God, and compromising lingo such as using child instead of son, etc., are used so as not to offend, etc., or some insisting upon using Allah when the readers themselves know that Allah has no son, etc. That type of translation is bearing much fruit, but it is bad fruit. This translation is bearing bad fruit. Missionaries using false Bibles are reaping many alleged converts. Some wonder if these converts only convert for what they can be given, not what they receive by being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Conversion claims exaggerated. Some claim that there are many as 300,000, I get numbers mixed up, as many as 300,000 to 1 million new insider believers in Bangladesh. I don't know if this is Dr. Olson's ABW group or not. One defecting insider testified in Joshua Lingle's Chrislam book that the number of insiders cannot be more than 10,000. Turkish pastors condemn translations. Television stations sign petitions. At least a dozen Turkish pastors, as well as whole Turkish churches, have signed a petition condemning the new Turkish Matthew translation. In this Matthew translation, the alternative form of Son of God is representative of God. God the Father has become great protector. The director of a large TV satellite station has signed the petition also. It is said that the convert claims are greatly exaggerated by some, so that more funding will be funneled into the wealthy American missionary organization. Isn't this terrible? It's absolutely terrible. I will talk to you more about this in our next broadcast. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
It is said that the convert claims are greatly exaggerated by some, so that more funding will be funneled into the wealthy American missionary organizations. What do you think?